rich new ditty. Yeah. But eight bars of the truth will do. I believe there's a bride that's stunning, and I believe in the kingdom coming. I believe if you seek the truth, you don't need to look far, cause it's gonna find you. So why, oh why do I trip and stumble, and ooh, eyes, commitment crumbles. I can't believe that I'm here again.
All right, welcome back to Radio Nation. It is live. I am your host, Nicholas Pescod. So yeah, we just heard from Leo Broche and his band, Rodrigo Wild. That was a really, really fun interview to do. I had a lot of fun with them. The show is going to go on for another hour, and then I'm going to wrap things up. This is an extended show. This may be the last show of the year. I'm not 100% sure. You can check my updates on Facebook. I know I have a lot of them. So, you know, if you get sick and tired of them, please tell me, because I honestly hate being on the internet. I don't know about you, but like, I love the internet and its purposes and what you can do with it, but sometimes I just feel like I spend too much time on the bloody internet. I'm too connected. And I know you got to be connected in this day and age, and you got to get contacts, but I mean, I'm on the internet all the time because I'm trying to do so much for this show. I'm trying to, you know, get people, get bands involved. I'm trying to help musicians out. I'm trying to do what I can to support the industry. I'm trying to do all kinds of fun things. I'm trying to promote. I'm trying to do all kinds of things. If you know anybody who would like to listen to a different style of radio, it isn't professional. It's amateur. So obviously people here are going to make mistakes. If you don't mind that, if you just like listening because you like something different and new, then this is your station. This is where you want to be. Yes, it's a sports show. In the basis of its background is sports. But at the same time, here we like to cover all different kinds of issues. We talked about David Beckham and his struggle with OCD. In the new year, we're going to be featuring a lot of health-related issues. We're going to be featuring, we're going to have a topic on abortion, which will be a very, very touchy issue. And we'd like to go into those issues here at Radio Nation because we can, and because they're important to talk about, and because that's something that should be done on radio. And while it is done in the confines of, you know, very, very strict policies at the organizations. And here, we don't have to follow that. We have to follow Centennial College's guideline, which is pretty simple. And we try to follow, I try to follow anyway, CRTC's style of broadcasting, you know, with distasteful music. I know you heard one song that had a lot of swearing in it. I didn't realize how much swearing was in it, but it was a funny song, needless to say. But that kind of thing is very, very rare on this program. So you can definitely be sure that you won't hear that much swearing. I mean, yes, you'll hear an odd interview with a swear word in it. And like you heard in the last interview with Rodrigo Wild, it was Rodrigo Wild. Well, it was, you know, the main guy himself, you know, he swore. But, you know, there's obviously a certain type of taste for it. We like to go into different types of issues. Also, to update you, for the new year, the show will remain at the same time. It may be bumped an hour earlier, but we'll still go on late night Tuesdays. I will have a class on Wednesday morning, so this will always be really tight. So the show may actually last only until 10:30, 11 o'clock. But at the same time, you can be sure that this will be the same time, same radio station, same pretty much everything, really. The show will be a lot better in the new year. Each show, we get better and better here. We figure out more and more. And, yeah, so that's a lot of fun. Just to keep you an update on some sports scores, if anybody is listening and wants to know hockey scores, I'm sure you can just go online and check it out on yourself, NHL.com, NBA.com. That type of thing. TSN.ca, thescore.ca, that type of stuff. But Dallas is leading Montreal 4-1. That's 12:56 left to go in the third. Los Angeles at Colorado. LA Kings are up on that one, 2-0, end of the second period. Edmonton at San Jose just got off. Just 1 minute left in the first period. It's 0-0. Some finals to tell you about. Buffalo over Anaheim, 5-2. St. Louis over Atlanta, 4-2. Calgary loses to Columbus, that's 3-1. And the struggling New Jersey Devils, the very, very struggling New Jersey Devils, lose 5-1 to Washington. And that brings me to what I'm going to talk about right now, and that is the fact that there, like I talked about earlier, there's a rumor out that Brodeur would be going to Washington. And I find this to be ridiculous because I don't think he'd waive his no-trade clause. And at the same time, I'm not even sure why Washington would really want him. No offense to Brodeur, and he's a legend, and he is going to the Hall of Fame no matter what happens. He could, you know, it's just going to happen. He's had a phenomenal career, but he's at the end of the road. And I don't see Washington being able to give up so much for him. They have two young goalies, so I don't really see why Washington would want to give up. And I really don't see Brodeur waiving his no-trade clause. I think Brodeur is a Devil for life. I think if anybody gets moved, it's Zajac. It would be Eliash, although Eliash is a huge contract. Langenbrenner might go. They have to move somebody, and they have to move somebody who's doing something. And, you know, it's really tough because you watch this hockey team, and they're a struggling mess, and they can't do anything right, and they're going to be facing the Leafs tomorrow night. But the one thing that, you know, really bothers me is a guy like Andy Green, who's had decent numbers, you know, who was an undrafted player from the University of Miami, Ohio. And, you know, his numbers this year, he is minus 21 this year, his plus minus. His last year, he was a plus 9. The year before that, he was a plus 3. And the year before that, he was zero, who's even. And then in his 23 games, his first season, he was a minus 1. So, you know, this year for some Devils players, the statistics are going to look funny because, you know, Andy Green is a minus 21. That doesn't say Andy Green necessarily has had a bad year. That just means that everybody else, that the Devils as an organization has had a struggling year. Here's another guy who we can look at here. We can look at Colin White. And Colin White has been a career, has generally been a career guy with decent plus-minus numbers. Well, last year he was a plus 8, and the year before that he was a plus 18. This year he's a minus 3. So you can see, and he only has one goal and one point in 31 games. So you, I mean, you can really understand that the Devils as an organization are just struggling. I mean, we can go down the list of guys here. Langenbrenner is a good example too. He's a plus 11, which, you know, isn't bad, but he's a forward. So, I mean, he's a minus 12 actually this year. That's totally my bad there. He's a minus 12, which for a forward is pretty bad. And considering he was a plus 25 2 years ago, it really, really surprises me, you know. And you go down the list and you look at the roster and the Devils, and they have a decent team. They just don't have much defense. But the one standout thing is, you know, they are a team that they have been scored against so much, and they have lost so many games. And they've lost, like, here's a great example. Plus 9 for Ilya Kovalchuk in 2010, or plus 10 overall because it was time in Atlanta and New Jersey. The year before that, he was a minus 12. The year before that, he was a minus 12. The year before that, he was a minus 2. What is he this year? He is a minus 21. He's on pace for setting his career record, which, you know, was in 2003, in 2002, 2003, he was a minus 24. So does this really translate? Does one player really translate to the demise of a single hockey team? I don't think it does, because you win as a team, you lose as a team, and the team hasn't been playing very well. But I think one guy has such an impact on a hockey team that a hockey team can struggle to the point where they just can't do anything. And I think Ilya Kovalchuk has handcuffed this hockey team, and I really just believe that the New Jersey Devils, to be going forward, will have to do... They'll have to do a lot of things differently. They'll have to move a lot of guys. They'll have to trade a lot of guys. But their numbers aren't very good. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the Devils do this year in terms of, you know, how they manage what they do at the trade deadline, because they will definitely be a seller. I can't see this hockey team making the playoffs unless some divine miracle happens and they do make it, because, you know, they need help. They really need help. They have shot themselves so hard in the foot that this may come back to be one of the worst signings in all. And, it's sad. It's sad if you're a Devils fan. It's sad if you're a fan of, you know, hockey, because this is a hockey team that's always been successful and historically strong, and now they're not. So like I said on the show, we're going to continue the show for another hour. So I guess another 45 minutes from now, we will continue, and then we'll wrap up. So it's going to be mostly music from here on out. We're going to have a little discussion. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk to you about Christmas shopping again and my frustrations with it. And... yeah, that's going to be pretty much the show. I'd like to wish everybody who's listening a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. So yeah, this is Radio Nation. It is 11:15, and the next song will be kicking off for you is by Justin Timberlake. It's Losing My Way. So here it is. This is Radio Nation on Centennial College Radio Network.
Excuse me. Hi, my name is Bob, and I work at my job. I make $40-something a day. I used to be the man in my hometown until I started to lose my way. It all goes back to when I dropped out of school, having fun, I was living the life. But now I got a problem with that little white Roxy. I can't put down the pipe, and it is breaking me down. Watching the world go round while my dreams fall down. Is anybody out there? It is breaking me down. No more friends around, and my dreams fall down. Is anybody out there? Can anybody out there hear me? 'Cause I can't seem to hear myself.
Can anybody out there see me? Cause I can't seem to see myself. There's gotta be a heaven somewhere. Can you save me from this hell? Can anybody out there feel me? Cause I can't seem to feel myself.
Losing my way. Oh, keep losing my way. Oh, keep losing my way. Can you help me find my way? Losing my way. Oh, keep losing my way. Oh, keep losing my way. Can you help me find my way?
Now you gotta understand, I was a family man. I would have done anything for my own, but I couldn't get a grip on my newfound itch, so I ended up all alone. I remember where I was when I got my first buzz. See, I thought I was living the life. And the craziest thing is I'll probably never know the color of my daughter's eyes. And it is breaking me down, watching the world spin round, while my dreams fall down. Is anybody out there? It is breaking me down. No more friends around, and my dreams fall down. Is anybody out there? Can anybody out there hear me? Cause I can't seem to hear myself. Can anybody out there see me? Cause I can't seem to see myself. There's gotta be a heaven somewhere. Can you save me?
Can anybody feel me?
Cause I can't seem to feel myself.
Losing my way.
Yeah.
Keep losing my way.
Losing my way.
Keep losing my way.
Keep losing my way.
Can you help me find my way?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Losing my way.
Losing my way.
Keep losing my way.
Keep losing my way. So can you help me find my way? Oh my God, please forgive me, cause I know I've done some wrong in this life. If I could do it all again,
have
just one more chance. Take all those wrongs and make them right.
All right, welcome back to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. All right, as always on the station, I try to read news. Sorry, I can't read music. I try to read news that is kind of weird and kind of serious at the same time. I try to do a different variety of news because if you want to hear the news of the day, you can just go on CBC.com or CA or whatever and find all that good stuff. So I try to dig deep and find some weird, interesting articles that you might not hear on the news. So, of course, there's some of it you will hear, and you'll hear on the news, or you might hear on a news or TV station. But all right, so here it is for today's this week's edition of the newscast. It is in Toronto, Ontario. Two exhibition World Junior Hockey games have been pushed back a day due to equipment problems. Slovakia and Norway were scheduled to meet on Tuesday in Jamestown, New York, while Germany was to face Czech Republic in Rochester, New York. However, both the Norwegian and German teams have had their equipment delayed in arriving in a wake of severe winter weather in Europe, forcing both games to be played Wednesday in their respective sites. Sweden also experienced similar problems ahead of the World Junior Hockey Championship, but apparently management has picked up what it needs. And for anybody who doesn't know, the Swedish team actually had to go out and buy some of their equipment because it got lost. So pretty interesting there. In England and Europe, snow and freezing temperatures have continued to ground flights to and from Britain on Tuesday, with travelers hoping to get away for Christmas likely to suffer delays and cancellations for several more days. British Airways has said it expected to make significant number of cancellations to its short-haul services from London Heathrow Airport, which will again operate with just one of its two runways on Tuesday. Many English Premiership football games have been cancelled due to excess snow on the pitch, including a huge game between Manchester United and rivals Chelsea FC. Other areas of Europe, including France and Germany, have been hammered with snow and are facing similar problems. In India, lack of toilets and poor hygiene practices have cost the third largest country's economy almost $54 billion every year, said the World Bank. So apparently a lack of toilets in India is a huge problem for them, and sanitation has not been the clearest and cleanest in India, and the Commonwealth Games kind of outline that. In Seattle, Washington, Amtrak says services between Seattle and Vancouver, British Columbia, is resuming at 6:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and Monday departure of a train in Seattle, and it is scheduled to arrive in Vancouver at 10:50 p.m. Eastern Standard or Pacific Standard Time. Service was suspended Sunday because of a safety monitoring following a mudslide on a track in White Rock, British Columbia. That's about 32 miles south of Vancouver. Beautiful little town that is. Knee Bay, Washington. Two Canadians have been rescued after their yacht sank off the coast of Washington State. A 72-foot wooden yacht had over 500 gallons of fuel on board, according to the article. The men were transporting the boat from Newport Beach, California, to a new owner in British Columbia. The men radioed for help after the boat started to take on uncontrollable amounts of water. When they abandoned ship, the yacht was only a foot above the water. John Burbeck, 46, Giorgio Georgiolis, 44, both of Vancouver, British Columbia, did not require any medical attention. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a thief sent an envelope of cash to a family-owned supply store in western Pennsylvania to pay for a hammer stolen decades ago. One of the store owners said on Monday, the cash arrived at Central Contractor Supply Co. in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, with a handwritten note saying the hammer was stolen 25 to 30 years ago, said Lynn Gramling, who owns the store with her father. I knew it was wrong, but I did it anyway. Enclosed is $45 to cover the hammer, plus a little extra for interest, said the unsigned letter dated December 6th. I'm sorry I stole it, but I've changed my ways. In Israel, a list of confirmed names of Jews killed by Nazis in World War II has reached 4 million, the 4 million mark. The Holocaust Museum announced on Tuesday, saying the identity of all 6 million dead may never be known. When we return after the break, I'm going to talk about the World Cup in Qatar. So you hear a little more music, and the next song coming up here on Radio Nation is I Need to Know by Mark Anthony. This is Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. The time is now 11:30. We will be on the air for another, half an hour or so. A little more. We'll see. Enjoy.
need to know.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back to Radio Nation. It is 11:40. I am your host, Nicholas Pescod. All right, so to kind of finish off the show before I go tonight, it's going to go on for a little longer just because I'm going to be taking a later bus home. I'm not going to be taking a train home. But I'd like to talk about society and how we tend to look up to what I feel are sometimes the wrong people. Case in point, the media kind of tends to idolize people like Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, Jessica Simpson. These five individuals have major, major, major issues in society. If I had a daughter at the age of, I don't know, say 13, I don't think I'd want my daughter to be looking up to any of these individuals. Sure, you can like their music, and it's one thing to like someone's music or to like a song by an artist, you know. That's totally okay. But do I want my daughter to be, if I had one, good thing I don't, but if I had a daughter at this age, I don't think I'd want her to be listening to or hear or, you know, admiring and seeing the media and how we portray these people. And it kind of makes me confused because the five girls I just mentioned aren't even that attractive in my eyes. Yes, they're good looking individuals, but how about how about Jennifer Lopez? How about Jessica Alba? How about Jessica Biel? How about Beyonce? You know, I could name off. How about Victoria Beckham? You know, Emma Watson? You know, there's five or six really attractive women, in my opinion anyways, and I mean, there's lots out there that are really good role models for people. I mean, Emma Watson, I know she cut her hair and I don't really like it, but you know, with her long hair and, you know, her as a person, she's very, very attractive. She's smart. She's going to school in Dartmouth. Why do we not look up to these people in society? You know, you have Miley Cyrus, who's Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter, daughter, and it's kind of just messed up in the head. And, you know, you turn on the news and she's smoking marijuana, which is, you know, in my opinion, big deal. But still, you know, if I have a 13-year-old, I don't really want her to be looking up to those kind of people. Miley Cyrus, who came out of, you know, Hannah Montana. So all these little girls look up to her. And she's doing stuff that she shouldn't be doing. And she's saying, oh, well, it's part of growing up. But if it's part of growing up and you're doing it as a teenager, you know, you're in the spotlight. You are responsible. You have a responsibility that, you know, people look up to you. You should be, you know, you need to grow up and realize that people look up to you and you're setting the wrong example for people. There's cases, you know, you look at a young guy on a hockey team, you know. Who was it? It was Patrick Kane who punched a taxi cab driver in New York City, or in Buffalo, excuse me, about a year ago. Over 50 cents or something, or 25 cents, and it was really dumb, and he was ashamed because people look up to him. People, young kids want to be like him, and he said, you know, it was just dumb that I did that. And my question is, you know, we take and we look at these, like, Britney Spears and those type of people, and we admire them so much, and I want to know why. You know, sure, they might be good singers and they might be talented at what they do, but what they do with the rest of their lives, like Lindsay Lohan has been in and out of jail and in and out of rehab so many times that it's just not even funny. And, you know, an interesting comparison is you take a look at Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake is a standout guy. I've said it on the original soundtrack with Josh Skinner. I've said it on my show before. I have said it to other people in person. You know, he is perfect role model for anybody. Guy, girl, doesn't matter. He's a perfect role model. He can act, he can sing, he's a great golfer, he can do all kinds of really good stuff, and he's funny. You know, he's very, very diverse, and he's very, very talented, and we don't have enough people like that. And, you know, Will Smith's another guy, too. And Justin Timberlake came out of the same school at around the same time as Britney Spears. And if you look at you compare the two careers, Britney Spears went one way, Justin Timberlake went the other way. Justin Timberlake has done a lot more and is a lot more of a positive influence in society and a positive influence in the media here in North America and in Western civilization, so Europe, than I would say Britney Spears is. Britney Spears is kind of the beginning of, oh my goodness, you know, the slutty kind of era thing in media. Although you can say Monroe was sort of the beginning of the whole thing because Monroe was Monroe and she got away with it and it was something new. And then Madonna came around and Mariah Carey and, you know, Britney Spears kind of just took it to a whole huge level, and with the way media is, and you know, media being able to influence our lives greater today and when Britney Spears came around than ever before, it kind of took off on a whole new level. Well, Justin Timberlake, you know, obviously he's a dude, so I mean it's a little different for him, but you never really hear Justin Timberlake being in and out of drug rehab. You never really hear of Justin Timberlake being in and out of jail. You never hear of him having problems or having divorce problems or having problems with a girlfriend and such and such. You know, he just seems like a really stand-up guy. And I'm sure inside, you know, he may go through his own struggles in and out. But you never hear of him being this really bad person. He's a great example of someone to look up to. Will Smith, example of someone. And I wish society would say, you know, we need to look up to these people and people who influence our lives in a positive manner. And we do at times, but it's not even society, it's the media. It's the media that forces society to see all the crap. Because honestly, at the end of the day, when it comes down, if I have to turn on Entertainment Tonight and it comes down to who's in jail because of some drug problem or what did Justin Timberlake do that's so great, I'd rather hear what Justin Timberlake did than hear Lindsay Lohan's in jail and, you know, making license plates because she's been in jail so many times that they just, you know, I don't want to hear that and I don't want to know that. And it just bothers me because I just find that we need positive influences in our lives. You don't want negative influences in our lives. I find it happens in sports too, don't get me wrong. We tend to focus in sports too, especially in baseball, basketball, on the negative influences of athletes a little more than the positive ones. And I find in baseball, though it's a popular issue with steroids and Barry Bonds, you take a look at a guy like Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter has done it all. Derek Jeter has won World Series. He's a New York Yankee. He's been single. He's dated some of the most beautiful women in the world. And he's never, ever had a problem about it. You've never heard anything bad about him from any of those women. You've never heard anything wrong. You've never heard him had divorce problems. You've never heard of him beating his girlfriends. You've never heard of him going to jail. You never heard of him using drugs. He's just been a standout, clean individual. Yes, he's had his problems with the Yankees. He's had a little holdout with a contract issue and that sort of thing. And he wants to play longer. But Derek Jeter is a prime example of anybody in sports who you should look up to, because I think he's just a standout guy. David Beckham, like I said, is another guy. And I think we need to focus more on those individuals than on people who are in jail and using drugs. And if we are going to focus on these people, we need to look at them and take their experiences and turn it in a positive light. A great example of Christina Aguilera, although she hasn't really done too much, she's kind of turned her life around. Like, she kind of was going down the path of Britney Spears and, you know, the whole being really slutty, that kind of deal. But she turned her life around and she settled down and everything, and she's sort of become more of a positive influence, which is really good. And I have no issue when you take a look at Angelina Jolie. I know in the beginning of her career she was really messed up and she had a lot of issues, and she's now turned her life around and she's done a lot of good stuff for society, and she's very, very into adopting kids from Africa, which is always positive. So I think it's important that if we are going to take someone's personal negative story, it needs to be something that you can take a positive out of and learn from that experience. Another good example, which is going to be on my show next week most likely, is I'm going to look in depth at a defensive linebacker, from the New York Giants, Lawrence Taylor, who during his career as one of the best football players ever on defense, anyway, one of the most feared, he was addicted to crack cocaine like no tomorrow. This guy would spend thousands of dollars a day for crack cocaine, and, you know, he ruined his life pretty much because of it. He lost his wife, he lost his kids. He was able to keep his career, and there's a great interview with him, and he says on the day where the New York Giants honored his number, he was smoking crack, like he was high the day of it, and he went to the arena and they honored his number and everything, and he was probably high, and he said he just couldn't stop it, and it took him a long time, and now he's clean. And it's positive stories like that where you look at someone and you say, wow, like, this guy went through a lot of stuff and, you know, he lost a lot, but he was able to, you know, take his experience, and he's very grateful for what he is now. And I think it's stuff like that that's really important. So that's my little rant for right now. And it's 11:50 on Radio Nation. We're going to play a little more music for you. And then after the break, we're going to kind of wrap things up for the day. And this may be the last show of the year. Like I said, I'm not 100% sure what next show will be like, if there will be one next week. So this could probably be and will most likely be the last one of the of the year. The next one, if there is one, will be on the 28th of December. So the next song coming up is Seal, it's Kiss from a Rose by Seal. So enjoy.
That when it snows, my eyes become large, and the light that you shine can't be seen. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
All right, welcome back to Radio Nation. I am your host, Nicholas Pescod. As you heard, that last song was Pink Floyd, and we're going to be ending off the show really, really soon, and somehow, for some reason, there's a horrendous echo in here right now. I'm not sure why that is, but there is, and yeah, it seemed we just got a fix there. I don't know what the deal is. So yeah, this is kind of the it for kind of the end for Radio Nation for now. The next show will either be December 22nd. It's Tuesday, December 22nd. Probably the same time. I'll go on air at 6 p.m. If I can get in here to the studio, I'll be in here at 6 p.m. I'll be playing just music for the first hour, and then the show will actually formally begin at 7:30. So an hour and a half of pretty much just pure music while I get ready. And then it'll be the show, and it'll be on till 11:30 tomorrow on next Tuesday. The following Tuesday, if it isn't this Tuesday or next Tuesday that I have a show, it'll be January 4th, I believe. And that show, if I don't have one next week, it will be a special edition. It will start at 7:30, the original programming, but I'll be on the air much earlier. During the day, so if anybody wants to listen to that, they are more than welcome to. I'll probably be in here around 3 or 4, just starting to, you know, do some stuff, so that'll be fun. I will be hosting, co-hosting, or just sitting in on Josh Skinner's show, The Original Soundtrack. It's a great show. Trouble Talk is canceled for this week. It'll be canceled for the entire holiday seasons as my partner, Connie Jean Kennedy, is figuring out, or she won't be here, so you'll have to stay tuned to Facebook and keep an eye on the updates for that show. Redline Radio is also canceled for the week. This is all also counts for the holidays. So it's just The Original Soundtrack and Radio Nation that are going. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. It's been a lot of fun. I really appreciate anybody who's been listening for all 7 episodes now. But if not, if you've just been listening once, if this is your first time listening, or if you've listened a couple times, I'd like to thank everybody who's listened at all. It means a lot to me personally. It means a lot to this show. It means a lot to the Connected Media Network. It means a lot to Centennial College Radio. It means a lot to everybody. You could be doing so much else with your time. You could be anywhere in the world, but you choose to listen to us. So that means a lot to me. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Ramadan, Merry Christmas, whatever you choose to celebrate. Or if you don't celebrate anything at all, just have a wonderful, wonderful holidays. It's been so much fun on here. I'd like to thank Elon Lee for helping me out. He's been setting me up with a lot of cool stuff, a lot of cool features you'll see for the show coming up, including we're having a live chat. We had one set up, and I think people are busy, but that's always going to be available, live chat. He's been helping me out great. Josh Skinner's, you know, we've been collaborating and helping each other out. I'd like to thank Rodrigo Wild for coming in. That was a lot of fun. I'd like to thank Jabari for his music. I think that's great. You're going to hear some other music from some other musicians. You're going to hear a band coming up. I won't give you the name yet because it's a little secret, but they may be in the studio next Tuesday. You'll hear from a DJ as well from Oakville, a DJ from Oakville who's done some interesting stuff. He goes to Western Ontario. That'll be a lot of fun. You're going to hear some different types of music coming out on the station. I always try to be diverse as possible. I try to play within range of taste. I try to, you know, play some typical songs, but I also try to keep it wide, keep it open, be as open-minded as possible. So you're going to hear some different stuff in the next few episodes. Every week we get better and better here at Radio Nation. It's been a lot of fun. I know when I started this 7 weeks ago, I didn't think this would get to what it was. In fact, I didn't even think I'd have any listeners. I just said, you know, I'll come and do a show for an hour and go home. And they said, well, why don't you cut it down to a half an hour? And I said, or I actually originally only wanted to do a half hour, and they said, move it up to an hour and see how you like it. And now I can sit here all night, and I don't even want to go home. Like, if I didn't have to go home right now, if I lived down the road, I'd be here all night, every day, day in and day out. I absolutely love doing this. Even if nobody's listening, I just love doing it. It's a lot of fun. It's what I want to do with my life, and I'll never get this chance. So, yes, I'd like to thank everybody who's listening once again. Just one other thing I'd like to add. In the new year, we will there will be a lot of time shifts for shows. My show should still be the same time. It might be bumped an hour earlier, but it will still go the same, generally the same length. If it starts at 6:30, It'll most likely end at 10:30, but it's probably going to start at 7:30. I don't have class from 1:30 to 7:30 on, so I will be here for a very long day. And I have early class on Wednesday, so but I'm not giving up the slot. I picked my classes so I could work around this time slot, so it works out perfectly. So yeah, keep an eye on that. Just check Facebook. If you know anybody who has a band or is interested in or is a musician or talented or anything that deserves some recognition, that deserves to be spotlighted on this show, I don't mind having them in. They don't even have to be an artist. They could do something else entirely if you think they're worthy of it. Or if you think yourself is worthy of it, you've got something you want to share, if you do something pretty cool that you think is worth being on the air and you're not a little shy to come on the mic and maybe say a few things, and if you slip up, you slip up, and that's how it goes. But if you're more than comfortable with coming in here and sitting down and talking to me, or coming in for an interview, or me coming out to you for an interview, I'm more than happy to do that. I'm going to be doing interviews all week, throughout the week, getting prepped up for the next show. So yeah, it's 11:50. It's a 12:11 on the show right now. We're going to end in just 4 minutes or so. So the next song I'm going to play, which may be the last song of the year, is one of my more interesting songs. It's a song by Aqua. I've never played any Aqua on this show yet, but seeing as we've done a lot of 90s theme music here on the show, and anybody who's still listening, this song was pretty popular, and this is probably one of my favorite Aqua songs. So it's Around the World by Aqua, and hopefully you like it. If I can get it to work, which is always a big question here. All right, so I don't know if it can. It's working for whatever reason. It's not working, but that's okay. We can play something else, which is always a good song, and we will decide to play that. All right, well, kind of come down to a tough choice here, but we'll play Lessons Learned by Alice in Chains, because that's always a good song too. You heard a lot of S Clubs. We heard some S Club 7 earlier. We heard some Saliva. And throughout the next couple of shows, you'll be hearing a lot of different variety of music, a lot of underground artists, a lot of new artists. So like I said, you'll be hearing a lot of different stuff. So the next song and the final song of the year is Lessons Learned by Alice in Chains. I believe it was one of the first songs I ever played on the show. So here it is, Alice in Chains. This is Radio Nation. Once again, I am your host, Nicholas Bescod. 12:13, Alice in Chains, Lessons Learned.
Just another lesson learned. Wear a scar upon repeating. Take a simple faithful turn. Open up the bleeding. Feeling like you never could. Then the disconnected fry, yeah.
All right, welcome back. So I lied. I'm going to play one more song because I want to, and it's my show. And, of course, the last song I'm picking is Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees because I want everybody to stay alive this holiday season and because it's my favorite song, like I said earlier. And if it is the last song I play of the year, I'd like it to be this song because this song just makes me want to dance, and this song is just amazing. So here it is, the final song, the official final song of this episode of Radio Nation. Here it is, Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. Alright everybody, that's the show. Thank you once again for listening. This has been a Connected Media production, part of the Centennial College Internet Radio Network. So good night and happy holidays, and whatever you celebrate, most importantly though, for those who do celebrate it, Merry Christmas to everybody. Have a great holidays, If we don't see you soon, we don't see you next week or hear from you next. You don't hear from us next week. You'll hear from us in the new year. So happy New Year to everybody. Take care. This is it from Radio Nation here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, saying good night.